today on The Word of Truth Revealed.
Lucifer is the order or the structure of the demonic in the region, and he was the first worship leader. That's why I'm glad that Driven Life Course is so important, because it talks about worship and true worship. Some of us are being controlled by the evil one. He is the puppet master controlling us, but it's what you're listening to. You're listening to the wrong music, and it's designed to keep you away from God. I know you like the beat, but Lucifer is the first beat man. It wasn't P. Diddy.
Celebrating 32 years of ministry, you're listening to The Word of Truth Revealed with Bishop Merton L. Clark, author, speaker, and lead pastor of Truth Revealed International Ministries, a spirit-filled fellowship of believers located in Palm Bay, Florida.
Join Bishop Clark for the message, Kingdom Authority Over Death and Disease. Today, Bishop will be teaching from Mark chapter 5, verses 17 through 24.
It is on the screen, and then they began to plead with him to depart from their region. And when he got into the boat, he who had been demon-possessed begged him that he might be with him. However, Jesus did not permit him, but said to him, "Go home to your friends and tell them what great things the Lord has done for you and how he has had compassion on you." And he departed and began to proclaim at Decapolis all that Jesus had done for him, and all marveled. Verse 21, now when Jesus had crossed over again by boat to the other side, a great multitude gathered to him, and he was by the sea. And behold, one of the rulers of the synagogue, called Jairus by name, and when he saw him, he fell at his feet and begged him earnestly, saying, "My little daughter lies at the point of death. Come and lay your hands on her that she may be healed, and she will live." So Jesus went with him, and great multitude followed him and thronged him, or pressed him. Can the church say amen? Amen. As I teach out of the book of Mark, now chapter 5, part B, the power of God at work. Today's message in our late service, Kingdom Authority Over Death and Disease. Kingdom Authority Over Death and Disease. How many of you know God has power over death and disease? Glory to God. And I rebuke the spirit of death and the fear thereof, because I perceive in my spirit there are people are being controlled by this spirit. The Grim Reaper is preaching to you. The one that has a hood over him with a sickle and a black gown, who's standing at the edge of your bed saying you're not going to make it. And I curse it in the name of Jesus. I curse this dark spirit, and it's causing anxiety. You see yourself in a casket. You see yourself dying and leaving an inheritance. You see yourself leaving the earth, and I come against that in the name of Jesus. And I speak life over you, and you shall live. Let me say it again, and you shall live. Let me say it again, and you shall live. Let me say it again, and you shall live. No sickle is going to cut you down. You will not be harvested before time. I don't want to get ahead of myself, but I rebuke the devil that's speaking to you and fear that's coming against you in the name of Jesus. There's too much life in you. You can't die now. In the name of Jesus. So, Father, go out before us and carry me out in the spirit. and set me in the midst of a valley of dry bones, for behold, they are very dry. So I prophesy as you command me, and I command breath to come into the vision of your people, into the hope of your people, into the expectation of your people, and we will live and not die and become an exceeding great army in the name of the Lord. Turn it around, Jesus. Fix it like only you can. Throw your weight around. Let your glory be felt and seen. And every demonic spirit has to go. Go, devil, go. In Jesus' name, amen. Come on, clap your hands and salute the Lord. That's not good enough. Come on. Your hand claps can drive out the sound of the grim reaper. Your hand claps and your shout can cloud and trump the devil's voice. And you shall live and not die and declare the works of the Lord. Y'all better, man, I feel something rushing. I feel something rushing up in here. One more time, we need to drive the devil out, put him on notice that he can't do what he used to do. He should have got you before you came here today. You will live and not die. Every enemy that has strategized to take you out, his plans have been quelled in the name of Jesus. You and your wife will thrive. Christ. We're not driven by fear any longer. We're not worried about you. And you don't have to worry, Price. Glory to God. Glory to God. I got to teach now. You ready for it? Then they began to plead with him. Depart from the region. Why would they ask Jesus to leave the region? After he just cast out a legion of demons, yes, out of a man. 6,000 is a legion. Yes. We're not saying that 6,000 were inside of him. But we are saying that when Jesus asked the devil to give him his name, he said, I am legion, for we are many. We know that the man lived in the tombs. We know that the man went into the mountains And he would cry while in the mountains and then go into the tombs and cut himself with rocks. We also know from the book of Luke that he was naked. So he had shame in his life. He was totally exposed. We know that he acted like an animal, no matter how they bound him. He was able to break fetters and chains. In other words, he did not like constraints. If you tried to put order in his life, he would fight against it. He took it personal when order was implemented in his life. He's hurting himself, so they put chains on him, but he didn't like to be constrained. That's what the devil does to many of us. When order comes, we fight the order. We think somehow or another this is more punishment than the demon that's controlling you. We also know that he had a problem with profanity. He could not be controlled. We know that he left his family and lived in a graveyard. But Jesus, when his feet hit the soil, the enemy in the region knew that a power greater than him had come into the region. Just like now, even at the sound of my voice, the enemy that controls you and your secret, he knows that his time is up in the name of Jesus. I see secret addictions. Glory to God. Secret addictions, and you're slipping back into those molds. But the devil that's got you controlled knows that the foot of the anointed has stepped into the region. And I believe even as I speak, the devil is losing his grip on your mind. And ultimately, he's going to have to cough up what he stole from you. Oh, my God, help me, Jesus. The man came to Jesus and cried out, "Have you come to torment me before my time?" Jesus cast the evil one out. But before he cast the evil one out, he said to the man, "Entreat us not to leave the region, but let us go into the swine." And I'm here to tell you that the demonic spirit that was in the man is trying to invade our region and trying to take a whole group of young people away from God. And the way he's slipping into your life is based on what you're listening to. You may not even have a mind to do it, but if you listen to the wrong thing, you are being persuaded. And he's taking you out of your strength. Lucifer is the order or the structure of the demonic in the region, and he was the first worship leader. That's why I'm glad that the life course is so important, because it talks about worship and true worship. Some of us are being controlled by the evil one. He is the puppet master controlling us, but it's what you're listening to. You're listening to the wrong music, and it's designed to keep you away from God. I know you like the beat, but Lucifer is the first beat man. It wasn't P. Diddy. It wasn't P. Diddy. It wasn't Bad Boy. It was Lucifer who, if you read Isaiah 14 and Ezekiel 28, he was created beautiful, with no flaws, and he had pipes coming out of him, which means he can create his own music. He can dial it up. And some of you getting into your music, but it's taking you away from God. It's not even about God. It's messing up your mind. It's making you angry. It's causing you to take on a new spirit. And you got to get your head together. God wants you to come back to worship, lifting up holy hands. And I'm driving out the devil that has come to your inner ear, and he's stopping you from hearing the word of the Lord. You're listening to the wrong entities, and I'm cursing the devil. I'm just not using your curse words. But get your out of here and go back somewhere, because you can't mess with God's people any longer. I said, get the hell out. Yeah. I I'll say what you can't say. And we're casting the devil out of the region. Go back to the pit from where you came.
Oh, my God.
After Jesus gave the demonic the leave to go into the swine, the Bible say they drowned themselves. 2,000 of them ran over a cliff and drowned themselves. You got to see two things. Number one, you see the intent of the evil one. All of those demons packed into a man, what do you think they wanted to do to him? They wanted him to die, but God did not allow them to make him kill himself. They didn't make him run over a cliff and throw himself off the cliff and give himself no hope at all. They wanted to kill him, and they got him to cut himself, but they couldn't kill him, just like he couldn't kill you. The devil wanted you to die, but you didn't die. Hallelujah. You may have cut yourself. You may have been crying in the tomb. But you're still alive, and you need to praise God for the life that you have.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. I know you went through hell and high water, but you're still here. And I'm preaching to somebody that the enemy wanted to kill, but you're still alive. You got to praise him for what he's already done. When the swine had a taste of the unclean, when the swine had a taste of the unclean, they could not control themselves. And they ran over a cliff and drowned themselves. So God tempered the chaotic in the demoniac so he couldn't kill himself. And that unclean that has tried to invade your life wanted you to take your life. You got so sad, you don't even want to live. The devil is a liar. What's wrong? And God's grace is in your life. He didn't allow the enemy. I know he loved me because my enemies have not triumphed over me. One of the plans of the enemy is to take me out. For Satan comes to steal, kill, and to destroy. But Jesus said, I am come that you might have life and life more abundantly. Says after those evil spirits got out of the man that had the possessed, the demoniac had the evil spirits. He came to Jesus and said, can I go with you? I want to travel with you. Jesus said, no, I don't need you to go with me. Go home and talk to your friends about what happened to you. The Bible says that a group of people who were feeding the swine, they were feeding the unclean, because the swine is considered to be unclean according to the law of Moses. But they were feeding the swine when they saw that their system had been disrupted and their money making. In other words, they're not even supposed to have swine in Israel, but they're feeding it. And for those of you that are enabling people around you, feeding the swine, you're going to have to stop it. You're going to have to stop feeding the unclean. You got to stop laying out what the swine eat. And if you're not careful, you'll be like the prodigal son who told his father, I don't need you any longer. Just give me what I want and give me my inheritance and I'm out of here. And he found himself after spending it all in a hog pen somewhere, desiring to eat the husk. And there is a difference. And there's another level to load. Not only can you feed swine, but you can desire to eat what they eat.
Oh my God.
And what God is saying, don't allow yourself to start feeding that which is unclean. Because eventually it will take you away from God. They said to Jesus, leave our region. We don't want you here anymore. You mean people who saw him heal the demoniac then turn around and say, get out of the region? Yes. And if you're not careful, you will tell God to leave. Versus the unclean. Let me help you. There are people of the discerning of my voice that are partnering with entities, systems, agencies that are taking you away from God. And I believe he set me up to call you back to order. If your sorority or your group call you, you step into it. But when God calls you, you're pushing back. And he has no pleasure in a drawback spirit. Zodiac is not your friend. Holy Ghost is your friend. God. Stop reading horoscopes and get back to the word.
Oh my God.
If you're not careful, these uncleans will drive you away from God. They told Jesus he had to go. Like many of you are trading out what you know about God for a worldly point of view. But I'm speaking truth to power. Can somebody say amen? Amen. Now let's dive into the text. Let's dive into the text. When Jesus and his disciples were once more on their way, they received the message that a 12-year-old girl was dying. And Jesus' words are very important to Jairus. Don't be afraid, believe. Jesus is stressing that anything is possible when we believe. Yes. That baby said, yeah. Oh, yeah. See, y'all won't praise him. Babies will cry out. Oh, my God. I want you all to hear something because it's powerful here. It's powerful. Jesus had just cast out demons and he crosses over again. The Bible says now he had crossed over again by boat to the other side and a multitude gathered to him. They were waiting on him. And a ruler of the synagogues, please make sure you write that down. His name is Jairus. This is a ruler now. He recognized that something was going on in his house that he couldn't do himself. He couldn't fix it. So the ruler bowed to the ruler. He fell at his feet. He let his pride go. And I just want to speak to it for a moment. Those of us that are under the sound of my voice, there are times in the future where God wants you to bend and he wants you to bow to him. In other words, don't play with it. When the Spirit starts touching your heart, you need to respond to God the right way. And that is lift up holy hands and bow to the Lord. If Jairus can do it, a ruler of the synagogue, a person of renown, a person of high pedigree, a ruler of the synagogue came and he saw Jesus and fell at his feet and begged. Now, many of us, pride will stop us from asking over and over again. But this man say, my daughter is so important to me, I'm not too proud to beg. I got something going on in my life that only you can fix. And I perceive, I heard about what happened across the water. When you healed a man that was possessed with maybe 6,000 demons, certainly you can touch my child. He said, come lay your hand on her that she may be healed and she will live. Look what he's saying by faith. I believe if you touch my child, she will be made whole. The Bible says Jesus went with him. Now, many of us, we see how God goes with us, or we are supposed to go with God. But in this scene, Jesus goes with the man. And this is what I want to share with you. Have you ever looked over your shoulder to see if Jesus is going with you? Have you ever done this? Are you there, Lord? Now, we always know Jesus is with us. He'll never leave us nor forsake us. But his anointing don't have to go. It's called manifested presence. He's always there, but he doesn't have to let his anointing go.
Thanks for joining us for the Word of Truth Revealed. If you were blessed by today's message, we would love to hear from you. You can email us at thewordoftruth@truthrevealed.org. For a replay of today's message, Kingdom Authority Over Death and Disease, visit the media section on the Truth Revealed app or our website at www.truthrevealed.org.
Attention high school seniors, apply now for the Tuskegee Airmen Scholarship and take your first step towards higher education. Tuskegee Airmen Incorporated inspires a passion for aviation through STEM and STEAM programs. Don't miss out. Applications are due by Monday, January 27th and are available at the communication and promotion counter. For questions, contact Elder Toby Hobart at 321-305-9831. Seize this opportunity for your future. Youth Church is in full swing. Connect your middle and high schoolers with their peers in a fun and high energy environment where they can be mentored and grow together every Sunday at 8 and 11 a.m. Join the movement. Come thrive with us. And men, it is time to register for Legatus, the 2025 Men's Advance Reloaded, scheduled for Friday and Saturday, January 10th and 11th. Check out the Truth Reveal mobile app or website to register for this action-packed event. Take advantage of the combo package and remember to order your conference t-shirt and polo.
Baby dedication is scheduled for Sunday, December 29th at the 8 a.m. service. Forms are due by Sunday, December 15th.
Again, thank you for joining us and have a blessed day.